I'm just going to share from my heart with you today, which is probably not a good thing because I'm feeling tearful already. But I feel God's just laid some stuff on my heart, and I want to share part of my journey with you. Oh, dear. I didn't think it would be this soon. of where, what God is doing with me and where God is taking me, and I think it may be relevant for some of us. So I'm probably not going to look up. I've been thinking a lot about us as a church recently, and what an incredible small bunch of people we are. What an awesome mix of people God has brought together here. And that blesses me immensely anyway. But I've actually been thinking about people's journeys over these last few months and how difficult those journeys have been for many of us that are here. And it's quite incredible when you think what people have gone through and where they're at. The amazing thing is that we can have a relationship with God who can hold us, and we can hide ourselves in him, and he can bring us comfort and strength and peace no matter where we're at. But that doesn't take away or detract from where we are and some of the things that we are going through. So I'm going to share a little bit of my journey, but please hear me. I'm not trying to detract or take away from anyone else's. What I hope will be to encourage that God is so good and amazing for all of us, and he just wants us to draw deeper and closer into him. Because for some of you, I know well what journey you're on, and some of you I don't know so well, but God does. And that's the most important thing for all of us. So for me, in my life, right now, there's a phrase or a saying. Pick which one you choose. There's a saying that I often say, which is, there's a lot going on. I don't think I'm the only person that says that, but I do say it. And at the moment, I mean, gosh, there's a lot going on. It's what it feels like to me in my life right now. I find myself in the middle of a few really difficult situations. And as you can see, I'm not coping particularly well emotionally. So, and I'm a coper. I am a coper. But right now, my emotions are all over the place. And I've been thinking about this and praying about this. And I shouldn't really be surprised, because we are in a process. I am in a process where I have given God permission to dismantle me and deal with all of the things in my life which are not based in him, all the things that restrict my relationship with him, which rob me of my identity, my destiny. I've given God permission, and I suspect that some of you here have also done the same. I've said God can dismantle my mindsets which are not set up according to his ways, all the things that I have accepted which are not based in him. I've said, I don't want that anymore, Lord. Take them apart. So am I surprised that maybe some things have come to the surface that I'm finding a little bit difficult to deal with? So in amongst all of those, dealing with my wrong beliefs, my coping mechanisms, my foundations which aren't based in God, we have to live life. We have to get on with it, don't we? In this process for me, what I want more than anything else is to be connected with God in a way that my spirit is in control, where I live out of the fullness of God, where I connect with heaven, where I step in, where every day I have my mandate from God and I live from a place of peace and rest, where I know my identity, where I know my authority, and that the flow and life of heaven comes from me and comes out, because I am a testimony of God to God. So my life is what people see, and it represents God to them. If they know I'm a Christian, what they see of me is what they are going to see of Jesus. And I want my life to replicate who God is out there. That's my desire. It's my desire. Right now, I'm not quite sure what's going on. So where I am is I find that I'm in a bit of a battle with my desire and my soul. And my soul is the part of me which forms my personality, really. It's my mind, my will, my emotions, all the things, how I have lived up to this point in time that I have developed. That's forming a bit of a battle with me at the minute, because my desire is that my soul is the top dog and rules and is in control. But my spirit is my soul, me, my flesh, whatever you want to call it, my way, is fighting a little bit. And I'm doing my stuff of spending time with God. I'm in my garden. I'm experiencing God. I'm knowing His love so intimately and so deeply. And yet, out here is where I'm finding it difficult. And my DIY pathway that we often talk about, the way that I've learned to do it myself, my way, my coping mechanisms, that's kicking and screaming right now because they don't want to surrender and allow my spirit to rule. So where I am in my journey right now, as I say, I have various situations that are going on in my life. I have really difficult situations with my parents. I have some really difficult situations with in my family. I have this going on with me at work. There are quite difficult situations, and then there's church, and then there's just life. So all in all, I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me. I'm trying to put this in perspective of where I am with it all. And my soul, my emotions, my mindsets right now are saying, I can't do this. This is too much. I want to get off this bus. Stop it now. I've had enough. I want to get off. I want to hide. I want to run away. I don't want to do this anymore. Now, you may be pleased or not. I'm not going anywhere. What I'm trying to explain to you is the battle that's going on in my soul right now. And I've been meditating ever such a lot on Psalm 46. And I've actually written it out in various... I haven't done this business. I've written it out in various different versions of the Bible. Which of those are actually accurate or correct? Who knows? So in the NIV, Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. The Message version says, God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom. The Voice says, God is our shelter and our strength. When troubles seem near, God is nearer and he is ready to help. So, why run and hide? No fear, no pacing, no biting fingernails. And then it goes on to say, be still, be calm, see and understand I am the true God. Passion version. God, you are such a strong place to hide. You are a tested help in time of trouble, more than enough and always available whenever I need you. And then it goes on. So, surrender, stand silent, and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. Probably could stop there, couldn't I? Incredible and amazing. The thing is, it's not enough to just say that. What we need to do is we need to have that so firmly planted on the inside of us that no matter what happens, that is the truth for us. And I thought I knew that. And I think I do, but I need to deal with some stuff that's trying to stop me drawing my strength, my comfort, my safe place from God. Because I know that God will never let me down. I know that I can trust him and that he is faithful and that he is love. But that doesn't stop my mindset and my emotions right now from saying, enough, too much, too much, too much, too much. So for me, I want to deal with those things that are too much, because in God, he promises that nothing is ever going to be too much if I just lean in him and rest in him. So I know that I know that I know in here, in my knower, that God is my safe place. But obviously, there are some areas which are not quite as safe as I thought they were, or I wouldn't be having this battle right now. So it's good to know the truth. Jesus is the truth. The truth will set us free. But we need to get that truth on the inside of us by engaging and encountering with Jesus. And I want to know all the DIY things that I'm leaning on, all the things that want to rob me of my peace. Because what we all want more than anything in life, if we are really honest, is to be at peace. And Jesus is my peace. God is my peace. So I want nothing to get in the way to stop that outworking in my life. Because when I live in peace, you'll see that. And when you're not in peace, you'll think, I want to see what she's got. But you won't if I'm actually not living in that peace. So my spirit always knows the truth because my spirit is connected with God. It's where God lives on the inside of me. And everything I need, I have access to inside of me because that's where God lives. And that gives me access to it all in the heavenly realms. But my soul is where my issue lies. And often in our soul, that's where our reality lies. That's where our truth lies. I don't mean truth lies. I mean, that's where my truth is evident to me in my soul because that's reality for me right now. But I don't want that to stop my reality in my relationship with God so that everything can flow out from that. If I don't deal with some of these things, I'm always going to live in a battle, and that's not God's heart. Double-mindedness, battle, this way, that way, blown around. That's not God's heart for us. God's heart is that I live in harmony and peace and enjoy everything that he's got for me. God is good. He is faithful. He is love. Things don't always work out in our lives like we think that they should or that we expect them to. And for us as Christians, we can know these things. And I can tell you, I know that I can trust God, that he won't let me down, that he is faithful, that he will give me all I need, that every resource I need I can find in him, that he is my comfort, he is my strength, his grace is sufficient for me, which means he will give me anything I need to do whatever it is that he calls me to do. Verses also say that he will make all things work together for my good when I pursue him and when I trust him. Does it always look like that? No, but that's where I have to press into this because that's who God is. That's what he says. I know that he loves me, that he is truth, that he is kind, that he forgives me. I know all those things, but sometimes I have discrepancies here that I need to deal with, which will rob me because we have an enemy who spoils things, that causes us to end up in some of the situations that we're in through choices we make, through life circumstances, and he wants to rob, kill, and destroy us and keep us from God's best. But God wants to give us life in abundance. Abundance. What does that look like? I don't know, but I'm going to find out, and I'm pursuing it as we all are, and it's going to get better and better as we pursue God, but it might get painfuler and painfuler along the way because where we've been robbed, sometimes we need to go deep to deal with those things. So even the situation I find myself in at the minute with, as I've said, these difficult things, I see God's hand in them. So I'm not disputing that God's at work because I know he is, but it is so painful along the way. And that's the difficulty for me right now is the emotional painfulness that I find myself in that sometimes I just don't know what to do with. But I know that God is in this. So right now, for two of my children, they're going through really deep, painful things. But it's incredible what God is doing. But the knock-on effect is it's really painful. And God has forgiven me. And it's wonderful to know God's forgiveness and everything that we have ever done that we could possibly imagine, Jesus has already dealt with, which blows your mind, doesn't it? But that's what the cross was all about. It was dealing with anything that could separate us from God, but we have to then deal with ourselves in that process. So some of the things right now where people are going through things in my family, I'm having to look at myself and see my part in that. Well, that's not very nice, is it? when you have to deal with yourself and you have to see that some of your consequences have caused other people pain. Now, I know that God's forgiven me and I need to forgive myself, and I'm in that process of working through that stuff, but it's pretty painful at the time. But I am not going to allow myself or my family to be robbed through the past, because God wants to lead us to the future. So, what happens when life goes on and some things have happened within my family that I'm like, well, I really didn't expect that, or how come we were doing our best and this happened, or how can that happen, and what's going on here? And I think if we're honest, we all feel like that. But what happens to our relationship with God when things happen that we don't expect or we think shouldn't have happened? What happens when healing doesn't come? What happens when we feel God lets us down? What happens when life takes an unexpected turn and we think shouldn't have been? Do we cling to the rock? Do we fall on God? Do we use God as our place of refuge? Do we fall apart? Do we run away? Those are the choices that we are faced with every day when things happen. How am I going to handle this? Sometimes I want to have a hissy fit with God. And I want to say, this isn't fair. This shouldn't happen. Why did that happen? I want to do that. But do you know what? God doesn't mind. Because he knows I'm thinking it anyway. And he loves me enough. And his love is big enough to see me through that. When I do that, I just get hurt even more until I turn around and like, oh, I'm sorry. But it's okay to be real. It's okay to be who we are, because God knows and he loves us anyway. The problem that we have is when we focus on our circumstances and we lose focus of God. Because all of those things that I said about God, that's who he is. But when we allow our circumstances to take our eyes off God, that's when we get in trouble, because we see this much. We see this picture. We only see what's in front of us and through our filters and through our pain. But God's got it all. And I was praying this morning and I could see this, like, I was just praying about all of us really and destiny, and I could see all these beautiful roads, if you like, avenues, lanes, roads, paths, whatever you want to call. We've all got our own. And they were beautiful. There was just like beautiful colours and smells and flowers. And oh, it was just amazing. And I was walking down my path, which I would like to say, well, okay, so that's where God's leading me. That's my destiny, if you like. And there were all these roads or lanes or side tracks, if you like, that I could see going to the side. And I thought, that's every time I do my own thing. Step out of God's plans and purposes for my life. But do you know what? As I stepped out and I did it a bit wrong and I realised what I'd done, this pathway became beautiful and fragrant and flowery, because God doesn't give up on us. He doesn't say, blown it now, haven't you? He just works everything for good in our situation. And so he can redeem it and he can restore it. And sometimes he needs to take us around and put us back on the track that we were. And sometimes he says, okay, well, we'll move from here then. But that's what God does for each one of us. So no matter where we are, your path is always there. No matter how much you may think you've messed up in your life, no matter how many times you may think you've blown it, no matter how many times you're like, oh no, God's just saying, come here, my love. Come here, my love. And that's what he wants for us. And he wants to go to the very deepest parts of us, those places to bring healing and to bring restoration. And that's where I am on my journey. I really don't know why I'm so emotional right now. But I don't want to be somebody that just deals with the fruit of the emotion. I'm saying, God, whatever this looks like underneath, you deal with the root. You deal with the root. Because I don't like being in this place very much. But it's like in a garden. If you don't pull up the root, what happens to the weeds? They grow back. And God wants to. He loves us so much. He doesn't want to leave stuff undealt with deep down on the inside. So when we struggle and we start to lose focus, you can start to lose hope. And hope is the one thing that we have in Jesus that you can't find anywhere else. And we lose perspective and we can get swallowed up. And that's what it means by the enemy comes to rob, kill and destroy. He wants us to take our focus off God, to lose hope and to lose perspective. But God is bigger than all of that and he wants to give us life in abundance. So are there areas that you recognize in your life that you are not living in abundance, that you are being robbed or killed or destroyed? Are there areas where you've been worn down through life and you've taken your focus off God? Are you being ruled by your circumstances, by your emotions, by fear? When I get in this place, I focus on what God's done in my life in the past. I focus on the goodness of God because God is incredible and God has never let me down. And even though things are painful right now, I know he's got things in his hand and I want to cooperate with that from the very depths of my being. But I need to deal with those that are in my mind and in my emotions. So I focus on the truth. It's always good. And I can only encourage you, sometimes if you feel a bit worn down, focus on God's goodness, what he's done for you in the past, because he will do it again, because he doesn't change. God's the same. He's always the same. So as I say, where I am, I don't want to gloss over things. I want to deal with that fruit. And I realize that I spend too much time thinking, mulling things over in my mindset. I just need to take it to God. I just need to step into heaven and I just need to get in my daddy's arms. I just need to be in my self place, in my safe place. And I need to learn how to live out of that always. It's just, I mull. I think, well, what's this going to mean? And then what will that happen? And then what? And does it matter if God's got it? Quickest thing for me to do, best thing for me to do is just find God my safe place. Go to heaven. Sit in his knee, have his arms wrapped around me. However we manage to do it for ourselves when we engage God, ask him, what's the truth about this situation? What are you saying about this situation? Because then I can get a mandate from God. He can tell me and I can come back and I can bring it transformation here. From heaven to earth, I can bring rule and government in my life. I can see some things change. I forget sometimes, and I try to do it in the old way, which is faffing around. Don't need to do that anymore. Got direct access to my Father who's in heaven. So I need to find my strategies. I need to work with the tools that he has given us. Then I'll be on top of the situation and not underneath it. So wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, there's good news for you today. You thought I'd get that in, didn't you? The good news is that God loves you, that you are forgiven, that he wants a relationship with you, and Jesus enables us to do that. Through the cross, we can have a relationship with God and know him intimately in these deep places. There is hope for change. In every situation, there is hope for change. And I just want to speak that out. No matter where you are right now, there is nothing that is impossible for God. No matter how much you think you've blown it, no matter how stuck you feel, there is hope for change in every situation. God's mercy is new every day. It's in Lamentations. I was going to write it down and I forgot. It says God's mercy is on you every day. Every day. We have stuck bits in our soul, and that's where I'm kind of thinking I must be stuck somewhere to be this emotional. I'm watching what I say because what I want to say is I'm an emotional wreck. But that's not really very helpful, and we need to watch the way that we speak because words have power. And if I keep saying I'm an emotional wreck, what am I going to be? That's why I keep stopping. So I am very emotional at the moment. So I'm asking God, what is it that feels overwhelmed? Because that's how I feel right now. I feel overwhelmed that I can't cope, that it's all too much. So we need to ask God, where am I stuck? Because that stuck bit wants me to give up. It wants me to stop. It wants me to change direction. It wants me to blame God. It wants me to blame everyone else. And I can try and carry on, but I'm stuck. Might not be aware. It could be unconscious. I'm saying I'm just generically, I'm not, we. I might not be aware of any of this. It could be an unconscious level. Or it could be at a conscious level and we make a decision to be stuck. How have we coped or not coped? What's going on with us right now? We sing a song about being unraveled. You unravel me. Dangerous song to sing. So why are we surprised when God unravels us? We all have deep hurts, deep wounds, coping mechanisms, mindsets, thought patterns, which have shaped us. We are broken. Outside of God, we are broken. But he came to bring healing and restoration. We don't have to limp on. We don't have to struggle and strive anymore to the best of our ability. That's not God's heart. It's not his best. He wants to restore us, bring healing, set us free. Jesus dealt with every effect of sin on the cross so that I don't need to carry it and I don't need to be in bondage. So where am I still in bondage? Where am I still broken? Where am I stuck? You may ask yourself the same questions. Is it fear? Is it inadequacy? Is it mistrust? Is it pain? Is it shame? Is it condemnation? Is it anger? Is it unforgiveness? We could go on and on and on. But when we focus on Jesus, we can deal with that so that we don't have to carry it anymore. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we feel like we're sinking. And I know a lot of us here saw The Shack recently, and there's one scene in there where Jesus walks across the water with Mac, and then Mac tries to do it on his own. And what happens? Sinks. And Jesus says, this usually works better when we do it together. That's God's heart for us. Surrendering to his process is the only way forward for us. No matter what we're going through, God is for you. He is with you. He is love. And he invites us into that love relationship with him. That's what he wants us to live out of, to experience that continually and live out of it, to enter into it and allow it to flow out of us, that peace, that rest. No matter what is going on in our lives, our inheritance is to live from a place of peace and a place of rest. And if you have things today that are preventing that, I can only encourage you to just bring them to God and lay them down. Right now for me, as I've said, my emotions are all over the place. I feel like a wreck. But that's just an indicator. Emotions are just an indicator of something else that's deeper on the inside. So my feeling of being overwhelmed and vulnerable, that things are too much. I'm crying all the time at the minute and I don't really cry. Why do I feel vulnerable? I feel really, really vulnerable, but if God is my safe place, why do I feel vulnerable? So that's an issue, isn't it? So I need to say to God, what's going on here? Because I know that God is my safe place. Why am I so vulnerable? So that's what I'm working on with God. As I say, it's not the emotions, it's what caused the emotions in the first place. It might not be vulnerability for you, it might be something else. But emotions, however you feel, anger is not the issue. There's a root under there why you might feel angry. You could feel lost. It could be a lack of identity. It could be a loss of hope, loss of perspective. It could be anything. You know what's going on with you. But I will ask you a question. Where is your safe place? What are you seeking comfort in that draws you away from your Father? Where do you go to escape? He's waiting. His arms are outstretched. He just loves us. He just wants us to draw near to him. So I'm going to play a song. And I'll just ask you, while we play a song, just allow the frequency and the words just to resonate with you and just enter into that place with God. And then from there, we're just going to step into heaven and we're going to do an activation. But just allow the song to, yeah.
I need to see you here. I need to know you're in control. Though my heart is torn wide open, I will trust, I will remember. I need to hear speaking to silence all my doubts. Your word won't return empty. You will break through every darkness. Even when my breath is weak, I will sing, I will sing. Rising above my greatest fears, even death has been defeated. I will trust, I will remember. Even when the shadows fall, I will sing, I will sing.
So I just encourage you to stay in that place right now. And we're just going to change the music. And I just encourage you to step into the realms of heaven, open that door on the inside of you, and see Jesus standing there, waiting to embrace you. The Father, if you need the Father's arms around you, see the Father there as just wanting to lavish love on you to bring healing and restoration. I can see Jesus is carrying a basket. If you are carrying burdens, if they're weighing you down, if you need to let go of things, I'll just encourage you. Just put them in the basket. Do an exchange with Jesus at the cross. We can exchange all of our bad stuff and just pick up everything that God has for us. If you feel hopeless, give it to Jesus and pick up hope. Whatever it is, wherever you are right now, just allow the Father and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to just meet with you in that deep place, to become your place of safety. If you don't know Jesus, you can know him today. He is just longing for you to turn to him. You could just invite him into your life today, and you can embark on an incredible journey developing that intimate relationship with Jesus and knowing God as your Father. So as we come together now and we worship together, I just encourage you to continue with whatever God's doing with you. If you need some help, there are plenty of people here that can stand with you. If you feel it's a little bit more complicated, too complicated for today, then we can, if you see Karen, we can book you up some prayer, Libust, or whatever it is that you feel that you need. But please, today, let's decide to press deeper into God. I don't really want to do this, but it kind of finishes everything off. So I need to just, God is so good. So Jo just came to me and she said, do you want to deal with any stuck parts? And I'm like, no, not really, not right now. But as soon as she said it, I knew that God wanted to continue something. And the reason that I'm telling you is because this is how amazing God is. And she said, so Jesus, would you show Deb if there's any part of her emotions that are stuck? And it was 14. And at 14, my dad became unwell and was absent, in that he was just in bed. He had severe back problems, and he kind of wasn't around because he took to his bed. And I'm not sure that ever... Well, something happened to me at that time that I felt lost, and I lost my dad, and I felt abandoned, and all the things that are, you know, common to us all that we would identify with. But the reason that that is so important for me today is because my dad has dementia, which is really deteriorating quickly. And again, I've lost my dad. And it's so hard, but part of me, I thought I'd dealt with this. I thought I'd done this because I thought I released my dad from any expectation months and months ago because he can't help it, which I have. But the fact is that I was stuck and I had deep wounds from when I was 14. That wasn't my dad's fault. There's no blame to my dad. It wasn't his fault. But the effect that that had on my life is partly why I'm feeling so emotionally vulnerable right now. But God showed me today, and he has dealt with that. And that's why I'm telling you, not because I want to, but because that's how amazing God is, that he started the process in my life, and it's been really painful, but I surrendered to that process. And this morning, he has brought healing to something that I did not know was there. So I can only encourage you, please, go there. He is so good. He is for you. There is no area of your life that he does not want to deal with, to heal, to restore. Don't go out carrying your pain. Let God take it from you today.
I just have it on my heart to share a few things with you. Just ask Deb for permission. I always think, okay, is this God who wants to share something? And maybe it's just for me, but maybe you're helped by it too. What Deb shared this morning just really spoke to me, and kind of in a place where I've been myself as well. You know, like ever since beginning this year, I've really kind of struggled. And as some of you may know, Mark, my husband, he's going through cancer, and it's been a long journey, and it's now been about 6 years, and it's like, Lord, I'm just tired of it. I'm done with this, you know. And I just realized that sometimes I just don't have the answers, right, to my circumstances, to in our situation. And something that stood out, what Deb said to me this morning, it's like, yeah, I know my coping at times is that I have a tendency to hide as well, and it's often because I just like don't really know where to go with something that I deal with, and I'm kind of like a fixer. I like to fix my stuff, and usually, you know, when God speaks clearly, I know where we're going and all that. But sometimes it's just like, God, what are you doing? What are these circumstances? What what are you doing? And I believe for healing. And again, I just feel like I want to declare that again. That is the truth, you know, that God wants to heal us and set us free from whatever we struggle with. And that still stands. That still is my faith. But my circumstances show me a different thing. And how do I match those two? And that sometimes can really be heavy and hard and painful. And so yesterday it was interesting as I was praying again, the Lord gave me a picture. I saw kind of a man walking up a mountain. He had kind of a blue coat. And then I realized it was kind of like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, okay, this fairy tale, this is something I probably make up. But God saying, hey, are you willing to follow me even when you may think the circumstances looks like the Beast? You know in your heart, I am not doing this to you. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not a bad God. I'm a loving Father. And I know that. I know that truth in my heart. Nothing is going to change that anymore. But still, the circumstances can sometimes, like the Beast and Beauty of the Beast, can just paint a different picture of this person, right? This God. And so I thought, Lord, yeah, I do want to follow you. I do want to trust you because I know there's a really good Father in there, in the circumstances, even though I don't know what it's going to look like. And so as I was traveling up the mountain with him, he gave me another picture and he said, you know, when you're going through a storm, and you're going through a storm now, that sometimes you just have to fly above the storm, right? When you're in a plane, you want to kind of, you know, my tendency is I want to hide from the storm, safety. But God's saying, hey, go fly with me through the storm. Yeah, don't deny the storm. Be honest about the storm and go through that. And then you go to higher ground. And I just want to just say, yeah, thank you again, Deb, for sharing. And thank you for this place, this church. I'm like so amazed. And as I was just taking communion, God just saying again, hey, this is the body of Christ. You know, we're all in this together. And this is what God loves, that we're being real with one another. You know, that we're not just like preaching all these wonderful things, but that we actually say, you know, at times it's also hard. How do I apply it? And I don't always know and don't always have the answers. And that can bring a heaviness or a disconnect with God. So I really feel like this morning he's inviting us. You know, if you relate to any of the stuff that God's been sharing this morning so I just felt like if you need prayer, just to maybe come to the front, and that, you know, different people could pray for you. And maybe you need to release the heaviness. Maybe you need to release the burden or the disappointment. Like for me, it's often the disappointment, you know, that takes my hope away or paints a different picture in my mind. So maybe I need to release that, the disappointment of what I hoped for didn't happen maybe, or just not yet, or I don't know if it will ever happen. But I need to release that and give that to God.
I want to continue on from what Marika was sharing. I've been really feeling this morning that God wants to deal with disappointment. So if you resonate with that, if you want somebody to stand with you, then, you know, I'll be here, and I'm sure there'll be a few others here who will stand with you. And God, because God wants to break disappointment in our lives, he wants to set us free from disappointment, because quite often they can be blockages.
On that case, I didn't want to go on and on, but that was another thing God showed me, that we have a gate in our soul of imagination and the gate of hope in our spirit. And we can have a familiar spirit that, you know, we've been learning about, the enemy sitting at the gate. And the familiar spirit can be disappointment, sitting at the gate of hope in your spirit and blocking the love of God, or it can be in your soul, in your imagination, that you're stuck, like that was sharing earlier, with a certain picture in your mind. So yeah, if you need to be released of that familiar spirit of disappointment, just take the chance today.